I'm so glad we're talking about church planting, and we're so grateful for the Multiplication Network in making available some of their curriculum that they use worldwide. We're going to talk in this curriculum today about taking your knowledge further about the steps taken to plant a church. So we've looked at some of their material, and their material comes from many authors. It's been featured in 11 countries, and these models are things that God has really used in a powerful way. We've talked about why plant healthy churches. We've talked about who should plant churches. We've talked about what does the church we are going to establish look like. And today we're going to look at what steps should we take to plant a church. As we look at what steps should we take to plant a church, remember these are foundational steps that really apply to whatever model we choose. And we're going to talk about models in the future. Remember the objective. The church planter must be like a wise master builder who assures a good result. So at this point in this church planting class, we are learning those various architectural type of things that go into planting a church. This is very important that you hone in on this and dig deep on these principles. We're going to look today at spiritual preparation, vocational preparation, sociological and demographic preparation, philosophical preparation, strategic preparation, emotional preparation. So let's first of all start with spiritual preparation. If we think about church planting, we go way back to the book of Acts, and there's examples like the church in Antioch, and take a moment to read Acts 13, 1-3. Right away after Pentecost, the Lord sends out many disciples and apostles. And throughout the book of Acts, we see of one new church being planted after another. Whole regions, churches were being established. So spiritual preparation is first of all that preparation for you, for your area, the calling of the planting of a church. That's all foundational. What about prayer? Are you praying and fasting? Is there a study of Scripture about church planting occurring? Do you have a team of intercessors praying for specific aspects of the ministry? You know, in a lot of ways, if I look back at my life, I can look at all the tangible things that we see. I can talk about demographic study. We'll talk about that. I can talk about getting a building for worship. I could talk about all of these things. But if I made mistakes in church planting in the past, honestly, it's been I've sometimes overlooked some of these spiritual preparations because we don't see them. We know that they're there. But because we don't see them, sometimes our priorities are not placed to raise up that spiritual preparation in an area. So spiritual preparation is to really have the knowledge, the understanding of church planting in the Bible, to begin a discipline of prayer, fasting, study of Scripture, and that team of intercessors. Then there's also vocational preparation. And we've talked about some of this, about who is the church planter. But so in some ways, this is review. But remember that sense of call to this type of ministry. Conviction that God will bless this ministry. The ability to motivate and involve others in ministry tasks, in training in evangelism, preaching, teaching, administration, theology, doctrine, areas of pastoring. This is what you're doing at Christian Leaders Institute, getting trained in that vocational preparation. Now, vocational here means that calling. Now, some people think vocational is right away a paid position. No, no, no. Vocational is that calling. It's an old word. And many of you will be bivocational, meaning you have a job in your life and you have another vocation, another calling for the purpose of your life that's going to be experienced in this church plant. You know, recently I was on vacation and I came upon some books about the practice of calling for men and women in the early church, the first three centuries. And I was fascinated how many of them were called to plant a church. And sometimes these churches were planted by men who are traveling, more apostolic. Sometimes these churches were planted by women who are called by God to plant a church in their home. And then as the church grew, they developed leaders and infrastructure to expand from there. So as you think about planting this church, understand it's very much a calling thing. Are you called to plant a church? There's also sociological and demographic preparation. Knowledge of the characteristic of the community. Awareness of the resources and challenges of the community. Wherever you're called to plant a church, it's time to dig in and understand what your community is like. To see, does your community have a large number of these sorts of problems? Does your community have resources available to help you? You know, I remember one church that I replanted. We were located right next to a wedding chapel banquet facility. So, knowledge of that is we had a lot of young couples who needed to be married. So in this replant of a church, I made it very clear that here a pastor would be willing to marry people who, you know, needed that service. And one thing I did too is I gave almost no fees to that. I mean, I just said, hey, I'm willing to talk with you. Well, as it turned out, many people came to that church who were not connected to any church, had some residue of Christianity in their past, but we talked, I did some premarriage counseling, I shared the gospel, and some of the most incredible stories of God's powerful grace came because that specific demographic of people wanting to get married connected to the location of the church. So that study of sociological and demographic preparation is very important. Also, philosophical preparation, a clear sense of the goal of the church plant. And in this class, we're going to be talking about that later on, how to really get that philosophical preparation down. The congregation's identity as the Church of Jesus Christ in that location. What the church will do, worship, education, service, evangelism, a clear understanding of the strategy that you will use to, you know, impact your local community. How decisions will be made and challenges will be addressed. And in this class, we're going to be going deeper and deeper on how to set up that first leadership board and how does that work? How the ministry will be financially sustained. You know, to even if you're bivocational, there still will be expenses. And many of you will start out bivocational and you will become paid staff someday. Many of you desire that you could just do ministry full time. Church planting is a great place to sort of experience that narrative, that journey in your ministry. Strategic preparation. Identify which model of church planting you will use, something we'll be talking about later as well. Identifying people's gifts, the target group, the resources available. These are all strategic places in strategic important discussions. Many of this stuff actually overlaps, but each of it has an important role in the planting of churches. There's the emotional preparation, ability to discipline oneself and make hard choices. If you're a church planter, nobody's necessarily looking at how you run your life. It's before you and God, and there's a sense of self-starting that must occur, connected to the Lord of the universe. Ability to accept criticism and learn from it. One thing I have learned about church planting is you are the work in progress. Because as you meet these diverse groups of people and do various things, things about you come up, and if you take everything personal or you won't accept criticism, I'll tell you, church planting can be very difficult. Attention to one's family and one's personal well-being. In church planting, it challenges all of those things as well, because you're building something and you could just literally put 90 to 100 hours a week into the new church. But yet you have a family and you have your personal well-being as well. Those are all important preparations for ministry. Here really are the five steps that really apply to any model that you pick. These are five characteristic steps areas that need your attention. They're evangelism, discipleship, membership, leadership, and worship and service. So let's talk briefly about each of them. And again, in this class, we're going to talk in depth about all of these things. Well, when you plant a new church, it's about evangelism, making new contacts, asking questions of where will you find the people who will become part of your church? What strategies will you use to evangelize people? We're going to talk in this class about some of those things. Discipleship, organizing Bible study groups. How will you disciple new converts? What will be what the new converts need to learn? Membership, develop commitment to a local church. What will the process to integrate the disciples into the congregation look like? What will be the requirements for the and responsibilities of the members? These are the various things that are very important in membership. You know what membership really is? It's how do you get them to get glued or connected to your new church? To get them to cross over in their commitment to not just sitting in the weeds sort of coming and going, but to actually have a stage for them to grow with God and to use their gifts. Leadership, to identify and develop leaders. These leaders have to be identified. How will you do that? They need to be trained. How can that happen? You know, one of the things Christian Leaders Institute offers is you identify leaders. You can send them over to Christian Leaders Institute just like you came here, and they can receive free ministry training, especially for elders and deacons that are starting a new church. You want them to be as trained as possible to assist you in reaching your local community. At some point, you will begin a worship service or ministries to the community. How and when and do you start doing worship services? What community service ministries will look like? What about programs? What about ministry to the community that will be more programmatic or strategic in those areas? You know, as you plant this new church, these foundational steps become very, very important. And throughout the rest of this class, we're going to look at these kinds of topics so you are well prepared to plant a new church.